Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
playing golf.
Absolutely, and that's what we'll be doing today.
I won't be listening to the podcast though, but
no, we'll be playing golf.
Yeah.
Someone might be though.
I'm surprised with the amount of people that go out, and Grace would know this because
I don't play golf.
Well, you don't just don't.
You've
know
come
sports.
Out with us once.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of golf playing though.
There's a big photo shoot going on.
Yep.
Jeez, I got some good snaps, didn't I?
God, you look good out there.
Thank you.
You played well in heels. Heeled boots.
Very talented.
No, I'm surprised. The amount of people that go out play by themselves and have AirPods in. I don't know what they're listening to.
Yeah.
But they've definitely got the
some
AirPods
friends
in.
Of ours are doing like business calls when they're out there. Like,
yeah.
We try and
why are you
them.
Shaking your head at
that? Oh, it's just ridiculous to me. But have I told you that my partner's just started playing golf?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's the best thing ever.
She gave us some golf balls, which are just awful golf balls, by the way.
Okay. You know what? She's trying.
Can I just stop you there?
Is she though?
Did you put those golf balls in my freezer?
Ah, throw it, put them.
Why did you do that? I opened the freezer yesterday to get out some ice cream, and there was two golf balls in there. And Meg turns to me and goes, why have you put your golf balls in the fridge? And I said, they're not mine. I think they're the ones that Diana gave Jimmy.
When you guys asked me
to bring that up with you,
when you guys asked me earlier in the week, how did you lose your phone? Yeah. I was also putting golf balls in the freezer. Jim had a few drinks.
Yeah, I thought you
things
were
weren't making sense.
I said to me, I think he was pissed as a parrot. That's why the golf balls ended up in the freezer.
It
was random.
Oh,
it's in there.
I don't have it. I was just drunk.
Is that like a thing you do to maybe make them like go further, or like you just accidentally put them there?
I think if you really want my honest opinion,
this is supposed to be like a funny thing.
I was like, it's going to be so funny.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put these in the freezer and Nate's going to open and go, what are they doing in there? Yeah.
Meg opened them and was like, she said, crying. Nathan, why have you put your golf balls in the freezer?
I honestly,
it's very strange.
I was at the time, I was like, he's going to love this. This is good gear.
Yeah.
Should stop drinking, guys.
Yeah. You know what I said to her?
What?
I said, sorry, babe, I won't do it again.
Oh, you're
so I'm covered for you.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Do you remember the time you put your mobile phone in my freezer?
Yeah.
You were that drunk.
Same thing, to get ice cream out. But I don't know how it ended up in there.
True story. You didn't live with me at this stage.
Fell asleep with the carton of ice cream.
But we couldn't find the... You hid the... So he woke up with a spoon with ice cream all over it in my roommate's bed who were away. And I was like, mate, you put ice cream through the bed. Anyway, we couldn't find the cup. It was a Ben and Jerry's cup.
Yeah.
And we also couldn't find his phone. Anyway, we ended up finding his phone. It was in my freezer.
Remember when we looked in the top drawer and what was in there?
What?
Where my phone was, where we thought, remember
I don't actually think I can tell out of the podcast.
Yeah.
There was, we were looking for Nate's phone. In the top drawer of their bedside table was a very large purple thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure it out.
Umbrella.
And then we found Nate's phone in the freezer.
In the freezer.
I washed their sheets, changed it all. And I was like, we've got away with this scot-free. But what Nate had done is, way behind the bed, he'd shoved the Ben & Jerry's cup down there. So
don't know why. Don't have any recollection of that.
You and I, not funny when we're drunk.
Freezer people.
Freezer
people.
You and I.
Yeah, mate. I'll have a few drinks tonight. Who knows? We'll put Grace in the freezer. The Hit Breakfast Show
with Jimmy and Nate. Oh yes, tip your hat, take a bow, have a twirl, click your heels, pour yourself a Bev Hobart. It's Friday. You have made it to the end of the week, Jim. Well done to you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
You know, they say it's Friday then. It's Friday then. Saturday, Sunday then.
What?
It's Friday then.
It's Saturday, Sunday. What's that song called? Because we never really play that. I know that's it. It's got to be just called Friday, surely, wouldn't it? Is it, what's it called? It's literally called Friday Night, is it?
No, that's Katy Perry, mate. Last Friday night.
The Darkness? No. Calvin? Bruno?
Nothing I See in Front of You, Nath, is the song I'm thinking of.
Or Friday. Producer Grace, do you even know, or are you just typing in what you think it might be called?
I was thinking of some guy who auditioned for X Factor and he had a song called Friday Night. Ignore me, but I do know the song you're talking about.
Hobart, she said ignore her then.
Mm.
So when we do other times on the show and you go, you got so rude to her.
Yeah.
It's because these things happen.
Yeah.
Grace, can you get a grab of you saying ignore me?
No.
So when you get us in trouble for ignoring you.
Nathan, just play it.
Absolutely not.
I can do that, Nathan. It's fine.
Okay, I'll
do it.
Thank you, Jim. I'd love that on my button bar.
Yeah,
so I can play that whenever. All right, I've given up on trying to find what that song's called.
Do you want me to Google it?
Friday then?
Friday then.
What?
Saturday.
Okay, apparently it's just called Friday by Nithon.
Nikon, the camera.
Taking photos on Friday. No, that's... I don't
No, she spelled it wrong in the chat, mate.
Oh,
oh, you're an Jesus. Absolute... You're having a nightmare,
Christ,
Grace.
Christ, Grace. All right. Okay, here we go. This is the one. No, it's not it. This is one. No, it's also not it. Jesus. I'm you hoping this is it. Here we go. Hang on. There we go.
It's Friday. This goes off in the club.
Oh, absolutely. It's going off in the club tonight. It's going off at 6 a.m. on the radio. Jugging Hobart, I've got a song this morning.
Nathan, we're going to chat about the Melbourne COVID situation very shortly, but we were just saying earlier in the show, look, you know, producer Grace doesn't always get it right. We always don't get it right as well. But from now on, Nathan, we have this.
Ignore me.
Mm-hmm. Will do.
Yep.
Will do.
Yep. No, that's, if you want us to, Grace, that's fine.
Ignore me.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you've said fine. That. We'll 100%.
Just going to do the Melbourne
ignore
COVID.
Ignore me.
Yeah, no, we are.
We are.
You always make it about yourself. Even when you're telling us to ignore you.
You're putting it in the show.
Oh, no, yeah, stop it. Okay.
Shouldn't have given
ignore
it.
Me.
Oh, all right.
We are.
We are. Here's the question I want to ask now, and Hobart, I need you to jump on the phone, Jim. I feel like this is something that you and I would have done many times in the past. The question is 131060. What were you told not to open, but you did it anyway? What were you specifically told by somebody not to open, but you did it anyway? I'm talking maybe it was a presence, maybe it was a certain locked door, a cupboard, a card, a room you were told not to open and go in there, but you did it anyway, 131060.
I have a great story about this.
Oh, really?
A present.
How did I know that you would have done this several times?
I it's just great on so many levels. Because I opened something that I was told not to open, but it was something that I gave myself.
Oh, right. Okay. So you told yourself not to open
No. I don't want to say, because I don't want to do
okay,
it
now. Okay, don't give it away. All right, jump on the phones, 131060. What were you told not to open, but you did it anyway? Jim, I've just asked the question, 131060, jump on the phones. What were you told not to open, but you know what? You did it anyway. This is after a Lindisfarne tenant here in Hobart got in a lot of trouble, escaped a bit of jail time after she was told specifically not to access a locked storage room in the bottom of her rental property, which we know, we've all seen when you go to Airbnbs. She decided to do it anyway and obviously got in a little bit of trouble for it.
Yeah, don't open what you're not supposed to open. I got an absolute doozy this story. When I was in kindergarten, we made this box and we filled out this sheet of paper and we put it in the box and you wrapped it and you painted the wrapping of it and you put some stuff in it and you weren't supposed to open it until you're 21.
Well, so like you're a time capsule thing.
Sort of, yeah, yeah, your 21st birthday, you open it. Anyway, so, and my parents would, as I grow up, I knew where it was. And as I got older, I'm like, I just want to open it. I want to open it. And as I got older, my memory, like, because you don't remember anything when you're a kid.
Sure.
So I had no idea what's in there. I just knew there was some piece of paper I'd filled out, my dream job and all this. So I'm like, you know what? And I think I was about 16. Or, again, not supposed
so
to open
So how long had you waited?
Well, so how old are you at kindy?
Okay, you're what, you're five, maybe?
Maybe that, four.
Four, five. So you'd waited a good 12 years. That's a good innings.
Good innings. Yeah. And I went, nah, stuff it. I'm not waiting for my 21st birthday. Yeah. I'm opening it now. So I ripped this thing open and I pull out and there was some random things in there, like a rubber band. Nothing that made any sense.
Sure, of
some
course.
Sand. Some sand was in there.
Yeah, no, nice.
Now, there's a piece of paper. And this is what I wanted because it had my favourite things, my dream job. I was like, what did I want to do when I was that young? And now you know me, Nath. My handwriting now at 31 years of age is not good.
Horrid.
Have a guess how good my handwriting was when I was about 4 years old.
Probably even worse.
No idea anything that was on the sheet.
Hieroglyphs. Yeah.
And I remember mum and dad were like, that's what you get for opening it early.
Yeah, see?
And I was like, no, because I would have opened it at 20.
Kindergarten Jimmy punished 16-year-old Jimmy. There you go.
And you couldn't wait.
You still haven't learnt your lesson, though. All right, Carla from Lewisham. Carla, what were you told not to open, but you did it anyway?
So I opened the sock drawer of my husband's drawers and in it was my engagement ring. Oh. I didn't see the ring, but I kept going back to check the sock drawer to make sure it was still in there. Oh. And then one day it was gone and I was like, oh my God, it's about to happen. And then it didn't happen for a really long time afterwards, about 3 or 4 weeks afterwards until he proposed. And I thought he must have changed his mind because I was like, oh my God.
You know why, Carla? He knew and he wanted to make you sweat because he knew you were going through that cupboard.
Carla, did you chat to him? Like, did he know that you'd gone through it? Did you confess to going through it?
Not until afterwards. I wanted to make sure I got it first.
So, Carla,
so what did he say after you confessed to it?
He told me that I shouldn't have gone to his sock drawer and I told him that he can do his own laundry from now.
You've turned it around on him, Carla. Well done.
Okay.
Good on you, Carla. Ben from Risdon Vale. Ben, wrap things up for us. What were you told not to open, but you did it anyway?
Lads, first of all, I'm absolutely disgusted. I only got 9 out of 10 the other morning on Alphabox.
Have you copped any heat from it, Benny? Has anyone reached out?
I haven't been answering my phone. It's been off.
Yeah, that was us calling you, Benny, trying to razz you up a little bit.
Benny, I'll let you know. Even our boss came in and he goes, that's a bit disappointing. You should have thought Ben should have got it.
No worries, mate. Thanks for the sympathy.
All right, Ben, what were you told not to open?
Going back a few years, a missus bought me a new Xbox for my birthday. And it was all wrapped up, sitting there, and I wasn't allowed to open it. My birthday was about a week away, and the missus ducked up the road to the shops, and she come back about 10, 15 minutes' time and found me playing my new Xbox. As soon as she walked out that door, she was hooked straight up to the TV.
So Benny, you knew that she'd bought you the Xbox, and you were
No, I didn't know what it was, but I opened it, and then I knew it was the Xbox, and I was like, yeah, I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm staying home.
Glass animals. Heat waves. What are you laughing at me?
No, you're just dancing. It's nice.
I want to hear 100.9.
Dad's dancing.
Dad's dancing.
I know this song.
I know this song.
It's on the Triple J's.
Yeah.
The hottest 100s.
The hottest hunge. No, I know that.
Don't think they call it the hottest hunge.
Yeah, they do, mate. You just don't know.
We're trying to be cool, mate. We're trying to get people to listen.
Mate, I am cool. We're number one.
That's not because you're cool.
Hobart, if you didn't know, Jimmy and Nath, we are the Burger Boys.
We're the Burger Boys. We're here to make some noise. It's Jimmy and Nath. Whose will tastes great?
Grace is in the studio.
I hate that sound.
Why?
For the record.
It's sauce.
It sounds gross. It's a sauce. I know it's sauce. It sounds gross.
It's a sauce bottle. You know, right at the end, we're trying to get all the good sauce out of. That's what that noise is.
We'll try and get a new one made for next week. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. It's lovely to have you here on the show. Nathan and I, we're going head-to-head. We just started talking about burgers. We're talking about what you shouldn't have on a burger, what you should have. And then Nathan and I went, hang on. Let's make our own burgers.
Mm.
And thanks to our friends at Burger Got Soul.
Yeah.
Tassie's original gourmet burgers, established 2005, Launceston and Sandy Bay.
Some of the great burgers.
They're going to allow Nathan and I to both, we're not making burgers. We're going to come up with one, and we've had 24 hours. So yesterday on the show, I issued Nathan, myself, about a challenge to come up with a burger, the ingredients in it, and then a name for it. Now, we're going to put that up online, and next week you will get to vote, and whoever's wins will be stocked for a limited time at Burger Got Soul.
Absolutely fantastic, and I'm very excited for this. Making a burger. Burger is it's the food of the people. Really,
it certainly is.
The food of the people. Everybody enjoys a burger in some which way.
They certainly do. And the thing about burgers as well, even if you're not a meat fan, because traditionally burgers, meat, nowadays, some great vegetarian options.
So many options.
Shout out to Veg Bar.
Yeah.
Great vegetarian burger.
Absolutely.
Even Burger Got Soul have got good vegetarian and vegan options.
Yeah, options everywhere, mate.
So, all right. So we're going to now announce our burgers.
Yes.
Now, Grace, I'd like you to sort of give some feedback on
just
what you think.
My initial thoughts.
Your initial thoughts on them.
Sure,
now,
sure.
I think we should scissors, paper, rock, see who goes first.
Sure, that's fair enough.
Or, no, you know what? The winner can choose if they
what they want to do, if they want to go first or second.
Okay,
ready?
Scissors, paper, rock.
Both roll. Rock.
Okay.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Yeah. Jimmy, you go first.
I'm going first.
Yeah, you can go first.
So how I think we should do it,
sure,
if you agree, is read the ingredients first.
Great idea.
Then the name.
Then announce the name. Perfect. Love it.
All right. Now, one thing I'll say is I'm a huge Burger Got Soul fan, and one of the things I love about them are their buns.
Mm-hmm.
All their buns. Mm-hmm. They have, which from multiple people, the best gluten-free buns in Tasmania.
So many bun options.
So they've got plenty of buns. So they are known for their buns. So my burger, mm-hmm, there is no specific bun.
Okay.
And I think I've created a burger that whatever bun you put on, it won't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But the bun is important, but Burger Got Soul, great buns.
Good to identify the bun situation too.
Great buns.
Great
haven't
buns.
Picked a certain bun, but every bun you... And I've had every bun from Burger Got Soul. They're all great.
Mm.
So any bun, but then we're going to go with some grilled free-range chicken breast.
Oh,
sounds good.
Free-range too, which is good chicken.
Free-range, yeah, it's important.
Love
and,
that.
And grilled.
Absolutely.
Gone with grilled chicken breast.
Grilled chicken, yeah.
I'm going to put avocado on the burger.
Nice, good. Love avocado.
Not bad.
Mm. Do love avocado.
Some people don't love it. I personally love it.
I don't mind it on a chicken burger.
Mm. So far, you've got me.
Got me, okay. Yeah. Then I'm going just the classics. Lettuce,
yep.
Tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Love some tomato.
Both
I think
those.
It'll come down to the sauce, to be honest.
Okay, now, if some people may have not have been to Burger Got Soul,
yep,
but they do have a lot of different mayos.
They do.
I've gone with the crowd favourite, the Soul Mayo.
Mm,
what's the Soul Mayo?
I don't know specifically what's
in it. No, it's a special
one. Yeah, they don't say what's it, but it's like a creamy, sort of got like a few little green, some sort of herb in there as well. It's like a herby, mayo-y sauce.
It's beautiful.
Okay. Soul mayo. It is the most popular. If you go to the mayo area on the menu, it's number one. Yeah. It's our soul mayo. Mm-hmm. And I've also added a tomato relish. Not too much.
Yeah.
Just a little.
It's good.
Thin.
It's just something different on the top. A little bit of relish.
The soul mayo should outweigh the tomato relish, but just a little bit of tomato relish in there. And then this is the key ingredient for my burger.
Yeah.
Melted.
Yeah.
Swiss.
Yes.
Ooh.
Cheese.
Love it.
Love that.
I quite like
Swiss
that.
Cheese.
Love that for us.
Okay. Just going to go through it.
Sure.
Grill free range chicken breast, avocado, lettuce, tomato, soul mayo, little bit of relish, and melted Swiss cheese.
Oh, that is stunning. That is stunning, and I love it.
Remembering the buns, all great.
100%.
Doesn't matter which one ever you want to pick.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
The name of my burger. Can I get a drum roll?
Yeah, you absolutely can get a drum roll.
The name of my burger.
Here we go.
The Little Swiss Bunshine.
Oh. Little Swiss Bunshine.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Little Swiss Sunshine. Love that. Love that.
Love
great
that for
burger.
Us.
A fantastic burger.
I'll be honest, I did the burger first because I just went after taste. That was really important. And then I went, look, Nate's coming in hot. He's great with names.
Yeah.
There was last night, it was sleepless. I didn't sleep 1 second.
Mate, you can tell a lot of effort went into that.
And I went, Little Swiss Bunshine.
And I love that. Little Swiss Bunshine is a fantastic name and a fantastic burger, producer Grace.
And little because I thought, I started with the little because there's not that much in it.
Yeah.
It's very quite simple.
Very simple.
100%.
Little
but
Swiss
sometimes simple is effective.
Yeah.
Which I think is what you've done. And I think that's fantastic.
Because again, I'll be honest, you were in my head, mate. I thought I need a good name and I thought you were going to have a big burger. Well, so I'm going to go the other way.
I just want to let you know. Great. Great for me.
You're a big fan?
I would love that burger.
Okay,
it's a fantastic burger. Are you ready for mine?
Rob, Grace, you?
I'm ready for yours. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to hear it next.
Oh, you got us. Oh, he's good at radio,
Stick
guys.
Around for Nate's Burger on Hit.
Nate, very exciting. We've been chatting about burgers all week, and thanks to our friends at Burger Got Soul, Tassie's original gourmet burgers, established 2005.
Yeah.
They're allowing us to, they will. One of our burgers will be stocked. So we've both come up with a burger. I've just announced mine, the Little Swiss Bunshine.
Which is fantastic, yeah.
Grill-free ranch chicken breast, avocado, lettuce, tomato, soul mayo, relish, and some melted Swiss cheese. Now, next week, Hobart, you're going to get to vote who has the better burger, Jimmy or Nath. Whoever wins will be stocked at Burger Got Soul for a limited time. Nath, what is your burger?
Now, before I announce it, I know a famous thing with the release of a burger, Macca's actually did with the Big Mac, if you remember the little saying.
Oh, okay,
saying.
I was going to say you can't have any music or anything added on.
Why?
No, because
then that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not what it's about, because I was worried that you may do this.
No, absolutely not.
Why? Just because you didn't do it?
No, it's not. Mate, I put in effort. If you think about the history of this show and the effort that I have not put in, I came up with a great pun name for you, and I've come out with great ingredients.
I'm really not allowed any music.
I will let you do it after. You've got to announce the same way, ingredients and then name.
No, but it's all part of it. I've got a thing. I've done work too, just because I've done work.
No, I worry you are going to go with a song or get something made.
Three meats, no veggie cheats, two Tassie beef patties. Can you believe thatty? Rashers of freshly fried bacon. You'd better believe it, I'm not faking. It's this burger you're gonna be picking when I introduce some juicy Portuguese chicken. You know Nath aims to please, which is why we've got three loads of cheese. And I suppose, let's not be too mean, don't you worry, there will be some green. Avo, French onion, lettuce, tomato. It's the greatest burger you ever saw. That's right. It's Nate's Carne More. P.S. Is there something missing? Why, of course, you can't forget. The Burger Got Soul's special sauce. Sloshed across the burger. It's vicious. But it all makes this damn burger so delicious.
Don't round applause yourself. I didn't round applause myself. You didn't give me a round of applause.
Yeah, that's for you.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
It's called the Carne More.
Now talk us through, because everything was rhyming. I was caught up at the moment.
Yeah, of course you were. That's the point of it. Being caught up in the moment.
What is the ingredients?
So there's three meats. Okay. So you've got to start with, you've got rashers of bacon, freshly baked rashers of bacon.
No, you don't need to sell me on that.
All right, okay. And then you've got
two rashers of bacon.
Bacon in general. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe four. Who cares?
No, you can't, because that's a bad business decision. They need to cost their burger.
I'm giving people the freedom. You know what I mean?
No,
two bacon. Angus beef patties.
Okay, now we've got specific numbers.
Two Angus beef patties. Two Angus beef patties.
And chicken.
And a Portuguese chicken. Portuguese chicken as well.
Is that a grilled chicken breast?
That will be a grilled chicken. Portuguese chicken breast.
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to have some avocado on there, French onion, lettuce, and tomato. Will all be there. So a little bit of veg in there too. It's not just meat, guys.
You're saying, it feels like you're saying that begrudgingly.
Yeah, well, you can take it off if you want. But I mean,
this is like a DIY burger.
It's going to be there. It's going to be on it. And then the same sauce that you mentioned, I just called it the Burger Got Soul special sauce, which is the soul mayo, essentially over the top of it, with a selection of buns, which you've already alluded to. And you can choose which bun.
Did I miss, I think you haven't said it then, but three cheeses.
Three cheeses.
Different types of cheeses? Or
same
just
cheese, three different slices. Layers. Okay. So there'll be a layer at the top, layer in the middle between the two patties.
Have you thought about the logistics of actually eating this bigger burger? Because it feels quite big.
Well, I'm not going to tell people how they want to eat it. They can eat it however they want. You know, it's a super burg.
I'm going to be honest. You went with a great name, the Carney Moore.
Carney Moore.
Because there's a lot of
more carny.
There's a lot of meat on that burger.
Heaps of carny.
And it's big. And that's why in my head I went, I've got to get a good name to go
you
against
You knew it was going to be big.
I'll be honest. I thought there was a jingle or a song or a rap or something coming.
Of course there was.
Yeah. And I've gone smaller burger. And I've got what I think is a great name, the Little Swiss Bunch.
Which is a fantastic name.
Carney Moore. Well done, mate. You know what? Round of applause for yourself.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thanks. I couldn't have supported your burger more, and thank you for supporting mine.
And look, I'll be honest, you know, the other day I said, you know, I don't like a lot of meat on the burger, and we did get some messages on the Instagram from people. Mm. They weren't a fan of that.
Mm.
I feel like we've got two very different burgers, which is what I'm happy about.
Absolutely.
Producer Grace, are you leaning in any direction at the moment?
Oh, I'm leaning definitely in one direction more than the other, but
you have to stay impartial as
the EP.
You can say you're into Jimmy's burger. That's fine. It's boring as, but you can
Whoa. I didn't have a go at your burger.
I just don't feel like I need to eat three animals in one meal, you know what I mean?
And that's totally fine. Weak.
And Nate, just well done again on your burger.
Oh, you too, mate.
The
you
carnivore too, mate. And the little... By the way, can we just say what happened with Grace?
Oh, yeah, I'm so disappointed in this. As somebody who also enjoys puns.
So I was freaking out because I knew you'd come up with a good name. Hmm. If you listen to Jimmy Nate's show, Nate's great with puns and great with names.
Well, you're not normally the pun guy, but you made a phenomenal pun.
And I knew that we were going head-to-head, so I had to come up with a good name.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I was in a lot of trouble.
Mm.
I came up with the burger first, and I knew it was small and it had Swiss cheese.
Yep.
And I was Googling different things, movies.
Yeah, put a lot into it.
Movie came up, Little Miss Sunshine.
Sure.
And I went, Little Swiss Bunshine.
Which is a fantastic name. Producer Grace, while she was part of that, was
at
like...
At the end, after we'd finished.
Yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, that's a good name. And then as she's walking out, she goes, oh, my God, I just got it. Like 10 minutes after it was announced, going, Little Miss Sunshine. But then what did she think?
Yeah.
Did she just think that it was...
What did you say? It was cute.
What did you think? You just thought it was
cute. I just thought it was a cute collection of words. Little Swiss Bunshine.
Mm. No, not.
It's actually much cleverer.
Did you not hear the bit where he said that there was a pun in there?
Yeah, no, I thought the pun was on sunshine and bunshine.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's fair. Mm.
To be fair, you don't normally make puns, and especially ones that good.
No,
so,
you're right.
Well done to you, mate. It's
my pun. Actually, I apologize.
It was too good that it actually baffled her.
Yeah, no, yeah, I apologize for that one. Nathan is trying to find out our cow.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
All right, Nate, let's get into it and find out this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nate started the week with Jimmy spreading hate.
I hate pineapple on burgers. And I would like to go on the record for Pineapple, if you listen. Pineapple.
Pineal Richie. Love that guy. Oh, because I'm easy.
I just bought some new Pineal. I can't wait to get home and play it. And also, I will say, don't like bacon on my burgers.
Strongly disagree with both. Love bacon, love pineapple on burgers.
If you had your way, because I've cooked you many a burger, you'd have chicken on it.
Yep.
You'd have a beef patty.
Absolutely.
You'd have bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Your burger is like Noah's Ark.
Oh, yeah. You know, you
two of every animal.
And you know what the bun would be? A cheese and bacon roll on either side.
burger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper.
James from Risdon Vale. James, what do you hate on a burger?
Cos lettuce. But I do have to say that, Jimmy, I've lost a bit of respect for you.
What is it that I've done? Is it the pineapple? Is it the bacon? Is it both?
Mate, bacon is life, and pineapple goes on everything.
Thank you, James.
The perfect burger would be like steak, half a schnitzel, a small patty, tomato, beetroot, egg, bacon, avocado grace.
Absolutely. And a bit of cos lettuce over the top, James.
Then Jimmy and Nath invented a new catchphrase. But unfortunately for them, listeners were a little reluctant to get involved.
Nath, apparently most accommodation operators around Hobart are reporting they are fully booked for the weekend of Dark Mofo. Even Airbnbs sort of thought I could solve this problem. 131060 Hobart, you got any room at yours?
Just let us know if there is space and potentially for the right price. Yeah. Someone might call and go, you know what, I've got a big backyard. If someone brings a tent, more than welcome.
Pack a swag.
Absolutely.
Pack a swag.
Pack a swag. Say that again.
It's just fun to say.
Pack a swag.
Pack a swag. Grace, you do one. Pack a swag.
Pack a swag.
See?
Pack a swag.
Tell me that's not fun to
that
say.
That is fun to say.
Yeah.
Pack a swag. So should we just go 131060, say pack a swag?
You better pack a swag.
Rachel from Cambridge, over the Dark Mofo period, you got room at your place?
There's plenty of space outside. We can pitch tents and people can sleep outside.
So what you're saying, Rachel, is they should have pack a swag.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Could you say it,
Rachel,
for me?
Can you say come to Cambridge, swag, but make sure you pack a swag?
I'd need a translator to say what you're saying, because I have no idea what you just said.
Kerry from Blackman's Bay. Kez, room at your place over Dark Mofo?
Well, my parents have gone away. Their whole house is empty. So there's king bed, queen bed, double bed, bunk.
So you're saying, Kerry, that if someone stayed at your parents' place, they wouldn't need to pack a swag?
They would not. There's plenty of space.
They wouldn't need to do what, Kerry?
Pack a swag.
After that, Nath discovered he had a very unusual talent.
Jim, we had an incident the other night. You lost your phone for a period of time heading into Barwa.
Yeah.
You left it in an Uber. Straight away, I've jumped into action. I used Find My Phone. I eventually got on to the driver, spoke to him, directed him back to Barwa. I had to sprint up to him, then had to barter with him because he was demanding some sort of finder's fee. And I said, yeah, we'll sort that out. Grabbed the phone and ran away. What that incident has done is helped me realise that I have a very special skill, and I've decided that skill is finding things. So jump on the phones right now, 131060. What have you lost? And I'll help you find it. Hey, Lucy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Going all right, Luce. Have you lost something?
I sure have.
What's that, Luce?
I have lost the key fob to my car key.
When did you lose it?
Probably about 3 to 4 weeks ago now.
Right, okay. So is this a regular thing that you lose?
Yes, because I tend to take it off the key and not put it back on.
Lucy, why do you take it off the keys?
Just because it's smaller and easier to carry around rather than having it on the wallet.
Right, okay. Where have you already looked for the key fob, if anywhere?
Everywhere. I've checked the couch. I've checked under the bed. I've checked drawers.
Mm. Lucy, are you at home right now?
No, I'm just rocked up to work.
Are you sitting in your car?
Yes.
Okay, what I need you to do is lean over to the passenger side. Open the glove box.
Yep, I have two glove boxes, so am I opening both?
No, you open the one on the left.
Everything out.
No, don't take anything out.
No?
No, close it now.
Yep.
Now look under that seat.
Hang on, can I get out and have a look?
You can do whatever you need to do, mate.
Okay. Give me a sec.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of time. Okay, now I want you to look under the car seat, and under that car seat, you will find the key fob.
No.
Okay, Lucy, I need you to walk around to the other side of the car.
Back to the driver's
side. Back to the driver's side.
Yep.
Okay, I need you to look down to the right. There's a cup holder on the right.
Yep.
It's in there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it turns out my finder skills...
No.
Not as great as what's expected.
I'm not going to have that negativity on this show, Nathan, because you just didn't have enough time. We had to get to the news. We had to get to other things. If you had more time with her...
Well, what actually happened was off air, I helped her find it. It was in the boot of her car.
There you go. See?
So that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what I love
to
hear.
People don't hear that on the
radio. Yeah, sometimes if you're... Not everything Nathan and I do is on the radio.
Right at that time, Sweet Chief Philly came in and was like, wrap it up, boys. Wrap this up. It's not working. I was like, I've got a feeling on the phone. I was like, Luce, it's in the boot.
It's in the boot.
She found it. Thanks very much.
Well, Nathan, it can only be one winner, and it's the lady that got around our new catchphrase of the show. This week's cow is Kerry from Blackman.
Kerry, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kerry, you are now part of a very exclusive club. You are our caller of the week, which means you are a cow. You've scored yourself an exclusive pair of limited edition Jimmy and Nathan Budgie Smuglets. Now, Kez, before we do let you go, obviously, congratulations. Now, normally what we do is we get all our cows to give us a big old-fashioned moo as part of the club. What we decided to do, Kerry, Jimmy and I, whilst that played, is make an exception. Make an exception for you, and because you have helped us move forward with the new catchphrase move forward with the catchphrase of the show, instead of mooing, would you do your best to execute the new catchphrase of the show?
Pack a swag, mate.
Oh. Well done, Kerry. Congratulations. Core of the week.
Pack a swag. Nate, very exciting. Last night was the Friends reunion.
Yeah.
And look, I'll be honest, I was very lucky that I got to watch it because it was on Binge.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have Binge, this is very exciting because we are giving away 3 Binge subscriptions. Yes, you heard correctly. 3 Binge subscriptions right now. Now, if you're like, Jim, what's Binge? It's got everything, guys. It's amazing.
Got absolutely everything.
It doesn't just have the Friends reunion. It has, and I really love all the HBO shows.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the HBO stuff on it.
Ted Lasso. Is that on there?
That's not on there.
It's not on there.
No, that's
what,
on.
What, Morning Wars? Is that on there?
No, that's not. You're thinking Apple TV at the moment.
Apple TV. I thought it was on Binge.
No. Binge has all your HBO stuff.
I've watched something on Binge lately.
It has the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It has all your Friends. It has Entourage.
Yeah.
It has a lot of great stuff. So, look, if you want to get your hands on this Binge subscription, we've got 3 of them to give away. Give us a call, 131060. And again, Friends Reunion. It's now streaming on Binge. Head to binge.com.au to watch it. And what I thought we could do is we play a little game.
Because
You know I'm a big Friends fan.
You love Friends.
So is producer Grace. So what I've done is...
I'm surrounded by Friends fans. You, producer Grace, my girlfriend Meg, all obsessed.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play a little game. Now, we're going to play this. So if you want to play our Friends game, 131060 is the number. But Nathan, I'm going to play it with you now to show everyone how it works.
Sure.
I'm going to give you a quote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it out myself. You have a guess who it is, and then we'll have a listen and find out who it was that said that.
So I have a very limited knowledge of Friends.
So if you get any of these right, that's
amazing. They from the main six? Five?
Yeah. I haven't gone.
Can I just quickly...
The pictures! The pictures in the back!
Is that one of them?
That's not a main character.
Right, okay. Was that a quote, though, or were you just having a moment?
You've got to be a Friends fan.
All right,
now, your first quote.
Okay.
Sorry, you just keep saying okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to try and do it as a person.
Okay.
I can handle this. Handle's my middle name. Actually, Handle is the middle of my first name.
Well, that gives it away. Chandler.
You know, I can handle it. Handle's my middle name. Actually, it's the middle part of my first name.
Bang. There you go.
You're on the board.
There was a little hint in that one. Yeah. Softball to start with.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you want me to do it as a character or just read it really dry?
You read it. Read it dry. Okay. Read it dry. Because make it harder for me.
Okay. Sup with the whack PlayStation. Sup.
Sup with the whack PlayStation. Sup. Well, this does make it harder when you don't do the character. Sup with the whack PlayStation.
Sup. Sup.
I want to say Joey. I'm going to say.
To have a listen.
Joey.
Sup with the whack PlayStation. Sup.
He done it. Two from two.
Tell you what, Friends. I'll tell you.
That's me.
So you do know. It's because Meg's your partner's watched so much of it.
She's watched so much of it, okay. I reckon. And you guys always talk about it. So.
This is 3 from 3.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to do it with very... I'm not going to do the character.
Okay.
Your third quote. What if I don't want to be a shoe? What if I want to be a purse? You know. Or a hat.
Oh, that's difficult.
What if I don't want to be a shoe?
Uh-huh.
What if I want to be a purse? Or, you know, a hat?
This is difficult. I want to say Phoebe. It sounds Phoebe to me.
You want to say Phoebe. That's something Phoebe would say.
It sounds Phoebe.
What if I don't want to be a shoe?
Mm.
You want to say Phoebe. I don't think that's what you're going to lock in, though.
Phoebe. It's not what I'm locking in.
Correct. You want to say Phoebe.
Let's say not Phoebe.
You want to say Phoebe, but...
But I'm not... You know what? I'm not going to say Phoebe.
No, don't.
Because I'm going to lock in another one of the females on the show, which are played by Jen Aniston, and her name is... What is it? Rochelle?
Rachel.
Yeah, okay, right.
What if I want to be a shoe? What if I want to be a purse? You know, or a hat?
Okay, Now, here's your options. You can call now and win binge subscriptions, or I can just tell you what happens in every episode because that's how good I am at Friends.
So if you do want, we've got three to give away. I'm going to give you a quote. They're a little bit harder than this or a little bit easier. It depends if you're a Friends fan or not. People might be calling just for the binge subscription because of the other great shows that are on there.
Can I give you a Friends quote?
Well, see
if you can get this one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. Who is it?
I'm going to say Joey.
Yeah. That's how good I am. Yeah.
He says, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you going?
No. 131060, give us a call. No, it's very exciting. We're about to give away three binge subscriptions so people can watch the Friends reunion.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, watched it last night. All three of us did. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, you're a bit younger than me, mate. You can stay up a little bit later. Old Uncle Jim had to go to bed.
Yeah.
I got half of it. The half I watched was amazing.
No, it was nice. You went to the RSL, had some prawns. Put 50 through the pokies and in bed by 5:30.
Had the roast
nice.
Beef. Had the roast beef.
Oh, really nice.
Best of both worlds.
Caught up with everybody. Yeah.
Caught up with the boys.
On ya.
Had a pot.
Yeah.
Don't have a schooner. No,
well, just one. Well, that's what the doctors have told you that. Yeah, obviously, with the liver tablets.
And cholesterol. Got to have less butter.
No, but that's nice. You know what? Wheeled you in this morning, which is beautiful. I think you got bingo this afternoon, actually, at home, which would be nice.
Keno.
Yeah.
Well, I'm filling out the little things.
Just good.
Is that my number? No, it's not. So, Nath, what we're going to do is we're going to play the same game I just played with you earlier. I'm going to read out a famous Friends quote. If the caller on the line can correctly identify what character it was, it's one of the six, don't worry. We're not going really niche characters that, you know, are out there. Like, I'm a neat guy.
Oh, that's Gunther.
That was the character Bruce Willis played, but I can't remember that.
Oh, Stan James.
Stan James.
Yeah.
So again, I give them a quote. If they can tell me who it is, they get the Binge subscription. Again, Friends Reunion is now streaming on Binge. Head to binge.com.au to watch it.
All right, let's go to Laura from Margate. Laura, massive Friends fan?
I am. But I, like I said, I'm a bit worried about the questions after the ones you asked, Nath.
But Laura, I'm not a Friends fan and I got them.
True.
So, you know what I mean?
Laura, just between you and me, no one else, I gave Nath the last one. I actually mouthed to him that it was Rachel.
Excellent.
Laura, between you and me, he gave me all three.
No, look, so you are a massive fan, Laura?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm going to give you this quote, which is actually my parents' favourite quote from Friends. They always say it. So I reckon this one's a pretty big quote. All right, now again, I'm not going to do the character. I'm just going to read it really dry. Just read them. Okay.
All right.
Pivot, pivot, pivot.
Who's that,
100% Laura? That's Ross.
Okay. We'll have a listen and we'll see if you're correct.
Pivot! Pivot!
It's Ross!
It's Ross, my love!
One of my favourite scenes.
That's your favourite scene?
Can I ask you, Laura, when you move now and I do this, do you yell pivot?
Yeah, I do it when it's not even relevant.
Laura, I haven't seen the episode and I do it. And I don't even know why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it because I've heard other people do it. So, well done, Laura. You scored yourself a binge subscription, okay?
Thank you so much.
Good on you. Let's go to Denise from Berrydale. Denise, a big Friends fan.
I am a huge Friends fan.
Did you know that one, Denise, the pivot one?
Of course. I knew it after the first word.
Okay,
so, yeah.
There you go. Well, it's the same word.
I said and Denise was like, that's Ross. You're about to say
straight away, absolutely.
All right, now I'm going to give you one, Denise. I will say this one's a little bit harder, but if you are a big fan, I think you can get it, okay?
Sure.
All right, here's your quote. See, he's her lobster.
Phoebe.
I'm going to lock in Phoebe. Let's have a listen.
Yep.
See, he's her lobster.
Oh, well done, Denise. It absolutely was, Phoebe. You've scored yourself a binge subscription. We're 2 from 2, Jim. Well, technically, we're 5 from 5 because I got them on right, too.
Yeah, you did. I didn't have to help any of those people.
No, you didn't. Sean from Moraine. G'day, Shawnee.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Going all right, buddy. Big Friends fan?
Nah, not really.
No, I like this because, look, binge.
If Nath can get it, mate, I should be able to get it.
No, look, and Sean, this is the thing about binge, right? There's plenty of stuff you can watch on there. There's one Friends reunion.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other good things.
No, so, Sean, you're playing for people like me who aren't really that into Friends, but you know what? Would love a binge subscription, aren't you?
That's it.
All right, well, Shawnee,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw you a softball, okay? Because I like you, all right? Yeah. So I reckon you can get this one. If you don't get this one, you're in trouble, all right?
Okay.
Here's your quote. Joey doesn't share food.
Who said that, Sean?
Oh, scared. I'm going to have to go with...
Do you know the characters' names, Sean?
I'm just trying to think of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Take
it's
your
not
time.
Rachel.
It's nuts.
So the quote...
not Phoebe, the other girl.
Joey doesn't share food is the quote. Going to need an answer, Shawnee.
Joey.
Nah.
Sorry, Sean.
Mick from
Berrydale.
I love
Berrydale. Someone in the background was yelling the answer. Yeah. So, Sean, you should listen.
Like, all right, Mick from Berrydale, you want to hear that quote again?
Nah, mate, it's Joey.
It absolutely is. Well done, buddy.
Joey doesn't share food.
Well done, Mick. You've done it. Scored yourself a binge subscription, mate. Does that pain you when you hear that somebody doesn't know that one, Mick?
Yes, exactly. When it's just there, Joey doesn't share a food.
That's, I said I'd throw him a softball.
Yeah,
the answer was in the quote.
I really thought he was going to get that one. So,
and I don't even watch him.
About to wrap up your week, Jim.
Yep, no, we're out of here, and I just want to thank Hobart one more time for making us the number one show. Thank you for everyone that tunes in and plays a part. Be the messages, call us. We're nothing without you. And also, we are nothing without our producer, Grace.
That's really nice.
She knows it, but she does a lot behind the scenes. We have some fun on air, but we all know how much we love each other. And behind the scenes, we're a very tight-knit group.
Mm-hmm. We're like a family.
We are. We're like the cast
of friends.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're going through, actually, and saying... who we are combined.
Yeah.
I think I'm Joey and Chandler, Nath, you're
Joey and Ross. Yeah.
And I think Grace is Monica and Phoebe.
Monica, Phoebe, absolutely, yeah. Monica, Phoebe.
My mum thinks Monica and Rachel.
A light dusting of Rachel, but yeah. Monica, Phoebe.
Maybe
I think.
All three of them.
Yeah.
I reckon you're all six.
I'm all six friends.
Oh, you're all six. No, you're Gunther.
I'm not Gunther.
You're Gunther.
I'm Gunther.
You're Gunther.
You're my crap bag.
I don't know who that is, but...
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
All right, now this is something we've
said. No, you're Janice.
I'm not Janice.
Oh, my God. Was she on it last?
Yes, she was.
Oh, I haven't got to that part yet.
Yeah.
All right, so this is something we started this week. We're going to finish the show with it each and every day. Now, it's where we rate the show. Each of us go through, we give it a number out of 10, and we say why we've given it that number.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I've given it a 7 out of 10.
Oh.
Yesterday was an 8, so we've gone down.
We've gone down. Look, there was, I mean, you would know this, Hobart, but there's a lot of shuffling around on the show behind the scenes. We had a few issues behind the scenes. You would know, because we're such professionals.
You would know, mate. We're just smoking mirrors,
aren't we?
But
then there was, you know, the Friends game, which Grace came up with. She got the audio and stuff for that. So, no, look, I think a solid 7 to end the week for me.
I've gone 8, but I did start with a 7. The only reason I said 8 was because Core of the Week, I reckon, saved it. I did have 7. I even had 6.5 at one point, but then I've gone up to 8. Core of the week. Thank you to MP3 Maddie for putting that together.
Yeah. I might be really off base here, but I've actually gone a 9 out of 10. I thought it was a great show.
9 out of 10?
Why? Why have you gone?
I don't know.
You can't. You're allowed to rate it. But...
No, I think the Friends stuff was really fun. We had some. The caller of the week was good. We had a nice little, you know, chat with our listeners.
Are you saying 9 out of 10 because your mum's in the studio and you want to let her know that?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And my auntie as well.
I've changed mine to a 6, Jim.
Yeah, no, it's a 5, 4, 3, 2. Hooroo, over.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.